92.9 The Bull joining me on the phone right now, Tim and the Glory Boys. They are set to perform tonight at the Coors Event Center, bringing their Canoe Grass Tour into Saskatoon. Boys, how excited are you for the show tonight?
Extremely. We're hanging out in the bus on the street in front of the venue, just vibrating with excitement.
Same bus that I presume that you drive. If people haven't seen your recent social media post, a couple of things that maybe people don't know about the band. Tim, you said that not only are you the lead singer, but you also drive the bus. I mean, is that going to stay forever? Do you enjoy driving the bus?
I love driving the bus, but I hate owning a bus.
Well, because you got to clean up after everyone, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm stuck with all the cleanup. No, it's wonderful, but yeah, we take turns. Colin also drives. It's a team effort, and it comes from our independent days where we just had to be our own bus drivers, and now we just like it too much. But we're probably going to have to give away that steering wheel and accelerator to some old retired friend that can also work on the bus in the off season. It's a bit of a burden.
Well, as long as you guys enjoy it now, nothing wrong with that. If now people that are going to be making their way down to the Coors Event Center, if they didn't had a chance to hear what you and Jarrett spoke about on The Bull a couple weeks ago, what can people anticipate, without giving too much away, what can people anticipate to see tonight on stage?
Well, there's the Canoe Grass Tour is a Canoe Grass, first of all, is defined as bluegrass music with a country heart and a Canadian soul. It's our version of whatever bluegrass and country and gospel kind of gets mashed up into. And we're Canadian boys that have been influenced by Canadian music our whole lives, whether that's 90s rock or for me early on, it was a lot of folk music. From Canadian artists like Anne Murray. The list isn't all that long because I wasn't allowed to listen to secular music per se, but it's within us, and it's been so fun to sort of pull those things out of ourselves as we're planning the set list for this tour, and even just the flavor that each different city and province kind of brings to the night we'll usually try and incorporate some of those different elements. And there's one song in particular tonight that we're really excited to play that actually name drops some local places, and we'll just leave that as the mystery.
Brilliant. That's exactly how it should be. As for the tour itself, the Canoe Grass Tour, how has the tour gone as a whole?
Yeah, it's been awesome. We're about three quarters of the way through. Actually, we've got two shows left.
Yeah.
Second last one, and then we pick it up again next spring. But, man, we've seen some amazing small towns and big towns in Western Canada and hung out with some amazing people, and it's all culminating tonight.
Yeah, this is it. This is everything up till tonight has been the dress rehearsal. We've been talking about Coors Event Center.
That's right.
Awesome.
The real deal.
Oh, and that's just the beauty of Western Canada. Now, before I let you guys go, something that we do here on The Bull, it's called Rodeo Rapid Fire. I got just a handful of random questions, and first response off the top of your head, nothing too difficult. They're more silly questions than anything. Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah, we do silly really well. Let's go.
We're here for it.
Okay, burgers or hot dogs?
Burger.
Yeah, burger.
There we go. Best friends already. If you each had a superpower, what would it be?
Flying.
Oh, that'd be good. X-ray vision.
Oh,
is that the creepy one?
That's the creepy one.
But I can see into people's hearts and really help them.
See, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
That is a good answer. That is a good answer. Marvel or DC?
Which one's Spider-Man?
I pick NHL.
okay, that's fine. Spider-Man's Marvel. I'm a bit of a comic book geek, but that's Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel.
Marvel.
Stan Lee is Marvel, right?
Yes.
Yes, Marvel.
Okay. What is the most useless talent that you have? Might not be useless to you, but everyone else might think otherwise.
Useless talent.
Wow. I can go like a lot of days without showering and nobody knows.
Can confirm. How many showers have you had on this tour?
One.
Oh,
two.
Boy.
Two. It's been a couple of days.
Oh boy.
This is too much information. We're gonna get canceled somehow.
All right, one more. What would you be doing right now if it wasn't for your music career? Don't say driving bus.
I was gonna say driving truck, but
okay. That counts?
That's the same thing, right?
No, that counts.
Busking. There's a career in that still, right? I mean we're kind of uneducated, so we're both college dropouts. Did you drop out of?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I made it about 12 months in.
Yeah, I'm a few semesters away from a degree from University of Manitoba, but I suppose that we could go back to school and become accountants. That makes sense.
Cool.
We'll start a firm.
That'd be so exciting.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, you guys got a backup plan. Not that you need it, but always nice to have that backup plan. Boys, so nice talking with you again. Tour sounds like it's been going great. Good luck with it tonight, and hopefully we see you tonight at the Coors Event Center.
Yeah, thanks so much, and appreciate all the support always. We love you guys.